All right, family, welcome to the show. Live on Facebook, live on 103.7 Beat, spotlighting one of our future, one of the future 15 recipients of 2020. We got Samantha Ferguson hanging with us today. How you doing today, Sam?
I'm doing all right.
You sure? You doing okay? You surviving?
I am surviving, which is great.
doing this COVID crisis, you know, a woman like you who be on the move, you know, and this COVID thing kind of slowed you down, I'm sure.
No.
It didn't? No, that's real. Well, congratulations on being a recipient. You know, it's been like a family affair for y'all because you and Mickey are cousins, right?
And Gemini.
And Gemini. See, it's all family up in there. Well, yours definitely was long overdue. Before you went to the Community Foundation, you had a very important role with the city of Muskegon, right?
I'd like to think so, but yeah, I was there for a long time.
How long were you there?
I was with the city of Muskegon for 17 years.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. And you still a baby.
I don't think so. Like, when, I was about to age out of this, so it was about
year and I was out. So. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. So were you surprised when you got this recognition?
I wouldn't necessarily say surprised, but I'm also just not a person who needs all of that. So I was okay, if you guys just gotta do it, okay. So it was very nice. You know, I'm a humble person, so I did appreciate, you know, finally getting a little recognition, but it was okay.
What's that journey been like for you?
Oh, it has been an interesting journey, for sure, because, you know, advancement in this community looks really different professionally than it does in other communities where I could go into settings and have all the experience and all of the education that my white counterparts have. However, I definitely not be offered a position. I'm always the support, and I'm sitting here with a master's degree and, you know, at that time over 15 years of experience, and I couldn't advance the way I thought I should, or that I had kind of been groomed and kind of told that I needed to do. So it's not been an easy road, but it's definitely been a worthwhile one. I will say that much, only because it helps me help others, those younger than me, stay current, of course, and I think that's good. You know, you got to stay the course, especially if you're going to remain in this community. So also, you know, too, I would say for individuals like myself who could have left a long time ago, it's always, you know, good to see somebody here holding on and still trying to do the good work in this community. So if I have to be that person, like I've been charged with being, you know, I take on that assignment gracefully.
Wow, that's good. I'm glad you stayed. And I know it's tough in Muskegon for Blacks, educated African-Americans. It's very tough. You got a lot of folks who's holding on to these positions, and they second and third generation family members are getting them. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of our educated African-Americans have to leave. And I understand. I get it. I definitely get it. So I'm glad you stayed, and, you know, people look up to you, kids look up to you, folks look up to you, your peers look up to you.
Yeah, I think they like some kind. So I'm sorry, me and this phone is just having a great time.
I know, you probably got text messages coming in, people blowing you up. Like, hey Rob, the life of Samantha Ferguson, you know, you probably need a man.
I'm fine.
So what do you, let Muskegon know what you do now.
Well, now I'm at the Community Foundation, so it's been an interesting transition. I'm a development officer over there, so I work in donor development and relationships. It's kind of cool. I get to talk to a lot of stakeholders in this community on a daily basis, and a lot of the leaders of our nonprofit organizations, and help them not only make an impact, but, you know, leave a legacy in the community. So right now I'm really passionate and focused on increasing the foundation's donor base by getting younger donors, as well as those that look a little bit like me, and getting them interested in philanthropy at a younger age, so they can understand that, you know, a lot of people want to be like Oprah. As you have to understand, you have to do what Oprah does, and she gives back. So having people have that understanding now has been great.
Okay, all right, that's a challenge right there. That's a good one. Well, you're getting love online. Brandon Davis, who also a recipient, I believe, said, go ahead, sister.
Oh, thank you.
Tara Carson said, we watching. Oh. They always watch. They watching because you making moves.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right. Let's talk about your academics, because you mentioned your what all you have. So how many degrees do you have?
I have three, and in the process of completing my fourth and final degree. I was not in the process. I did take the fall off. It's a pandemic. So I just decided that I was not going back to school. And April of this year, I did start my PhD program.
Dr. Ferguson. Now,
Dr. Ferguson in the like house.
That. Dr. Sam in the building. So what's your major?
Occupational industrial psychology. I really am passionate about how to move our community forward, and understanding how we work, and how, and helping employers get us to work, and understanding that a lot of us, money is not the driving factor. So I'm really passionate about that. So I really want to dig deeper into that and kind of get into consulting larger corporations and how to retain African-American employees. Yeah.
Wow. That, I was wondering, like, how do you apply that into the workplace? So you'd be going around talking to companies on how they can get this thing right.
Yes.
I like to read. You do, when you work in your doctoral, you have to do some kind of, was it dissertation? What is it called?
Yeah, at the end, yeah.
So I would love to see yours.
It's a dissertation, and I do a residency for 9 months, which is going to be great.
Right. Now, you work for the city of Muskegon. How was that experience being, it wasn't too many Black folks up in there. And the Black folks that was there, I don't even know if they were, know if they was Black. I'm just being real. How was that being a
double? They didn't know they were Black.
Right.
They really didn't know they were Black.
Right, brother, don't you know that? Or sister, don't you know that? But how does it feel? And what can they do better of? I know I'm seeing some changes in the numbers of Blacks now. Mm-hmm. Frank Peterson has brought in more Blacks. But what was that like, being a just like small minority in a city that got 30% Black folks?
As they say, I heard this term last year, I believe, at a conference. It's called the loneliness and onlyness. It gets lonely sometimes when you don't have someone who looks like you, who understands what you may be going through just on a daily basis. Just something small that I wanted to change my hair, and feeling free to do that, and just if I did. I didn't feel as if I had support if my hair was a different color for the day or something like that. So it can be lonely when you really don't feel like you have a lot of people who are like you, because I also was very young going to the city. So you also get people who think of you as a young person who doesn't know anything or who won't listen or nothing like that. So I mean, but you know what? I was there for 17 years and I enjoyed it. I mean, I stayed there, so it was okay. I had this check, but also looked at it not as selfishly, just like what I wasn't getting, but I looked at it more so what I was able to put into the community and what I was able to do for the citizens. So I took it as my job and, you know, part of my purpose. So it didn't make going in there like dreadful, because I knew that I would encounter somebody from the community who needed to see my face or needed to hear something from me. So I took it as that. and not be worried about the other people there. They're cool. We, you know, we had our conversations and relationships and things like that, but it was always when it came to certain things, me being the younger one and sometimes maybe a little bit more outspoken, I, you know, I'm a target sometimes, but it's cool. I lasted it. I'm out. I'm good.
That's that good trouble, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need that in the workplace to bring that the good trouble. Rob, you got anything for Sam?
How's your son doing? Is he in college yet?
Yeah, he's doing great. So he's here at MCC, which is amazing because we're not doing debt over here. So he's actually he's studying nursing, which surprised me around the enrollment process. But he's doing good. He's enjoying it. I don't have to wake him up. He's doing what he got to do. So I'm proud. He's doing
Amir's good. That dude. That's that dude right there.
Yeah.
What do we need to change here in Muskegon? And I'm gonna ask you the follow up question: what do you like about Muskegon?
You know, one thing I think that definitely needs to change, I would say a changing of the guards would be great. It's difficult, I would say, for me. You have a lot of people in positions of, I would say, power or like. They have seats or positions and organizations for a long time. And you have the millennial group coming up and they want to mentor us to death and not leave those seats. They have to understand we're coming in with a different mindset, more technology, innovation. You know, we just brought up differently and they really want to do things the old way. So I think for the benefit of, you know, those who are still, who remain here, it's good for, you know, it's mentorship. I'm not downing that at all, but it's definitely good for, you know, for, I don't need to be mentored for 10 years. If that's the case, somebody's not doing something right.
Right.
If you,
right.
Could, you know, put me in a position to move into your seat in some way, that would be great. And, you know, and let me do what you've trained me to do. So a lot of times, you know, you have older people who really just like to gleam younger people so they can remain relevant, but really they just need to move out of the way. And I think we would be in a better position and we wouldn't risk losing, you know, great talent here in Muskegon if we could just get ourselves into these seats where the decisions and into these rooms where the decisions are being made.
Right. And I would suggest a lot of these young folks got to do what I did, start my own company.
Oh, yeah. Now that's the move.
I couldn't get promoted. I worked as a correction officer. They never promoted me. I tried and forget that. I knew I had a higher call anyway. So I took my own chip, started my own company.
Yeah.
My own dollar cash in my retirement, everything.
You have to take those risks and because you like no risk, no reward too. So I'm definitely all for that. I do plan on, I have a lot of stuff in a hopper right now, if that's a thing to say, but you know, to put myself in a position because the reality is the median income here is only so much and you're only going to make, they're only going to allow you to make so much. So I have to do what I need to do too. So we have things underway and I'm blessed to have a lot of people who support me in this community as far as like looking for me to make a so they can invest in me. So that's, you know, it's almost where you need to kind of create your own wealth.
Right. Rob, you got anything for Samantha before I ask the last question?
How fun was the process of getting to know that you were a future 15? Did you have a little fun going into it?
It was kind of like, I was like, all right, let me make the work. I wish that I, you know, could enjoy it a little bit more, but you also know that these last couple of years have not been the easiest to get so much recognition, and my father isn't here to see it. So I wasn't excited because it was also on the anniversary of passing. So I was just like, I don't even want to do nothing that day. But, you know, I kind of rechanneled that energy and just like, you know what, he gonna tell me I should have been here anyway. So, you know, I sucked it up, got cute, and showed up. So,
wow, wow. And you've been doing it, so you know, yours should have been like 10, 15 years ago. But thank you so much. Thank you so much. What do you like about Muskegon?
Bro.
That's a long list right here. Just be ready for this one, Rob. It's about to be a minute.
I like the water.
That's one.
That's all I got.
That's one thing. Okay.
You know, I love the community here. I love my friends that are here. I love the mindset of a lot of people that I've come in contact with. So, you know, it is a beautiful place, you know, and it's what you make it. So I think, you know, sometimes you have to change your mind about where you are. And I think that has been a benefit for me. So I can kind of, I want to say put my heels in the ground, but definitely just kind of sit still for a little bit and let God do what he does best, and I can just chill out and just enjoy this path that I'm on. So
you like the water?
I love like the water.
That's it.
And the air, like getting out of here. I got like 2 weeks to wake up.
Sam sound like she on her way up out of here soon. She get that degree, Rob. I like water.
You don't want to shout out your squad, your job right. Squad.
For sure. All of my buddies, I got Jennifer. That's my fellow woohoo girl. Ebony, that's my cousin. Mickey, Destiny. Oh, I don't want to forget anybody. Everybody in the group chat. Jocelyn is doing an amazing job out here. Kaya, did you see her today? So
yes. Yes.
What happened? I'm late. Baby, I miss
people. You ain't
wow.
Kaya and her husband bought the building on Matthew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one?
The cafe off of.
Oh, Bernie Mathis. Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's a great building. Good. Yeah. Wow. It's booming. I love it. I love my neighborhood right there. Yeah. Grew up going to Bernie Mathis to get cappuccino in the morning time and all that. So that's good. I'm glad the church sold that building. Well, that's good to know you love Muskegon. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Too hard.
What did you say? I missed that part, Sam. I missed the last part.
Oh, thanks for not giving me too hard of a time, because I know.
No! I'm going to do that. It's your day. It's your year.
Okay.
And we love that $1 million smile you got.
Oh, thank you.
Right. We need to put that cash app up there or something. We can get paid off that smile right there, bro.
S27. That's mine.
What is it? and I'll hit you up next time, Sam.
I
ain't gonna. This your day. This for you to shine. But
right.
Next time, the jokes is on me.
No, please don't.
All right. Congratulations, Sam. Peace and blessings to you. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Bye.
All right.